Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet, as well as what we can look for in our dark island skies. And as usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. For this week, stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the evening sky. Jupiter will be the first planet to set at around 8:20 p.m., followed by Mars at around midnight. All three planets can be seen in the southern sky after sunset. The Moon this week is passing through its first quarter phase and will continue to brighten towards the end of the week, so catch those dark skies while you can.
And something very special is on our way in terms of things to look for, and that is a meteor shower.
Yes, this week we are treated to a wonderful celestial phenomena, the Perseid meteor shower. The Perseid meteor shower is expected to be quite impressive this year, with meteor numbers expected to be at a maximum of around 200 per hour under perfect visible conditions. This meteor shower will begin to pick up around about midnight on Friday, August the 11th, and it will run through to the 13th. To see it, look to the north in the direction of the constellation of Perseus, which is right below the distinct W shape of the constellation of Cassiopeia.
And what accounts for the extra number of meteors this year, Chris?
Well, this is all down to the position of the Earth as it orbits the Sun. You see, meteor showers are caused when the Earth passes through the trail of cosmic dust and debris left by a passing comet. Normally, we skirt this stream of debris, but this year, Jupiter's gravity has affected the stream, causing it to bunch up as the Earth passes through it. That means we're going to see a higher than normal number of meteors.
And what is the phenomena exactly that we're taking a look at?
Well, the Perseid meteor shower originates from debris left over from the comet Swift Tuttle, which last passed through the solar system in 1992. As it made its way through the solar system, its tail left a trail of dust and debris that has lingered in space. Every year, we pass through this dust cloud and we experience the Perseid meteor shower.
And how big are the individual meteors?
These meteors vary in size from a grain of sand to some that are around an inch in size. Nothing terribly formidable. However, they travel very, very fast at speeds of around 133,000 miles per hour.
Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.